Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. We are still in the country of Nepal, a beautiful resort, as the tour begins to come to a close. I have selected this time to give you what I would call an advanced message. It's not simple. It's difficult to understand. It's more than esoteric. It's beyond that. And many will not understand. But I wish to do very best I can to present to you the reason why human beings have such a difficult time approaching peace, why there's such a difficult time seeming to climb a ladder from where you are and what you believe is reality to that place where you have peace with yourself, a connection with spirit, and the oneness that so many speak of. It's difficult for all. It's difficult for those in this land. It's difficult for any human being on the planet. Some cultures make it easier, but even then, it goes against something that is primal in the human being. And so this particular message is going to be difficult to grasp. So I want to give metaphors and try to ask you to put yourself in these places and answer the questions along the way that I will present to you. Not long ago, many of you in this room got a chance to board an airplane and fly to the Himalayas. And the excitement was there as they flew to the mountains and you saw the beauty, the purity of such a mountain range. You got to see the famous Mount Everest, the tallest mountain on Earth. You're in the right place at the right time, and the weather was spectacular. So let's examine, just for a moment, the attributes of that particular adventure. When you started, you climbed into the machine, you put on your seatbelt, and you flew to altitude. So let's look at where you were when you started. You're on the ground. Most human beings are in this particular place. There's a little bit of pollution. Perhaps pollution in this particular example would be the challenges of life, the pollution that gets in the way of clear thinking, of clear seeing, where you have fears and troubles of what's coming. Or perhaps you're dealing with that which is a disease or some kind of malaise, something that would disturb you, that keeps you, literally, from the love and the peace that we speak of. You may be here on this trip or just listening to this, but this is where most humans are. Day-to-day life creates these challenges. There is fear, there is anger, there is frustration, there is unhappiness. There is also the reverse, but we haven't got there yet. Because most human beings wallow in that which is the issues of negativity. And that even is applying to those who try and know better and wish to achieve that which is higher, which to have some kind of path to enlightenment. But they're also part of that which is the pollution of life. The machine takes off, and pretty soon you realize the pollution starts to drop away. You can see it out the window. The air becomes clearer. You can feel it in the aircraft. You can breathe better. And then you start looking out the window, and you realize it's crystal clear. You're above the clouds. You might even say, at this level, you're above all of the troubles that you came with. Dear ones, this is the euphoria that pilots sense all of the time. You'd be interested to know that even those veteran pilots who have been flying for 20 and 30 years, when they get above the clouds, there's something that happens, a bit of euphoria. They can't help it because it's right in front of them. They're above all of the issues of life. They are free. Ask any pilot why they continue, and it'll be the same answers as the mountain climber. They're above the clouds. They're above all things that they were born into. And for the short moments that they're above those clouds, they are different and they feel different. And it's beautiful. And that's where you were in that aircraft, a euphoria of looking at nature. The Himalayas are grand. The idea of how they were formed on the earth is spectacular. Snow-covered mountains that are just beyond beautiful. So let's stop there. I just gave you two realities. One, you're on the ground fighting the pollution. And one, you're above the clouds, where everything below you doesn't bother you anymore. Two complete different realities. Now, here is the question and where it starts to get difficult. Which one is real? And you would say, well, they're both real. I experience them both. And so I would say to you the next question is, if you experienced both of them, are they both with you now? Now, there's two kinds of humans. The one who is based in linearity and is focused only on what is before them, which they call the now. And they would say, well, I had to come down, and I'm currently in the pollution. The second kind of human understands that all reality is always together, that you do not have to linearize any of them. They exist as one. But the only thing that the first human being and most human beings see or don't see is the clock. You live in a linearity that says, I can only be in one reality at a time. So I'm on the ground currently, and I'm polluted. And therefore, there is fear. And therefore, there is anger. And therefore, there is disappointment. And you say, I can hardly wait to find a way again to get in the machine and get above the clouds. Dear ones, I want you to ask a photon. Here is a photon of light for you. Hello, photon. Dear photon, can you be in two places at once? And the photon says, of course I can, because this is the physics of light. I just gave you the reality of a photon. Dear one, your consciousness soars above anything that would even remotely resemble a photon. Your consciousness is allied with God. And yet, you cannot be in two places at the same time? The answer is, oh, yes, you can. But you won't. Because you are born with the core belief that your reality only exists second to second where you are. The truth is this: all realities, ones you've experienced and ones that you have not, are all part of you, totally part of you. The issue of climbing the ladder of enlightenment is that you see a ladder. There is no ladder. There is only understanding. If you could wipe away that core misconception that you are linked to the linear time, suddenly you can be in the sky. Right now, all of you who went on that trip, I want you to think clearly. You're in the airplane. How does it feel? How does it feel? Look out the window with me now and enjoy the spectacular Himalayas. There's Mount Everest. Revisit this right now. Is it real or is it not? And the answer is it is. And what you have just done is to be in two places at the same time. The master knows how this works and teaches that you can sit. And through the process of meditation, you can combine the realities, even into the future, where you literally will claim the enlightenment of things that are the most joyful on the planet, and also the things that perhaps would be challenging. And when you start to combine them, you start to realize you can balance between them. You don't turn one off, get in the airplane, and turn one on. You're always in both. Do you see how this would work? You're always in both. And if that's the case, you can start balancing the euphoria of being above the clouds with the reality that you think is of being in the pollution. And when you start looking at both of them, the brain starts to ask, where would I like to balance? And the answer is, I want to balance above the clouds. You can walk from place to place with the enlightenment, not have climbing a ladder of trying to find something better, but instead you are something better. There is no linearity to the enlightened oneness. Linearity is gone. And in this great land and all of the lands you've been in so far, the process is to meditate in order to create this within you. Someone says, I've been trying for years. If I could only get to this place, I've tried to have peace, but I cannot. I just told you why. Because you're stuck with a clock. And the core information that says your reality is where you stand, and it isn't. It isn't. It isn't. Your reality is where you take it, dear ones. And some of you have to sit and think of these things. And be quiet and concentrate in these things. There is also future reality. The one who has the disease, who is above the clouds without the disease, the one who's having difficulty with their biology, who is above the clouds and no longer has it. You're looking into a future that exists if you choose for it to. And that is why this mind of yours, this quantumness of oneness of yours, not only extends to the past and the present as you see it, but also a future that you will create yourself. This is why you can be joyful over the healing that you're going to have. That you can be joyful of always knowing what it's like above the clouds. And no matter what it is that you think is before you or the worries, you can take a deep breath knowing that your reality is wherever you want it to be. Those will be angry around you because they're walking in the soup of the pollution, and you're not. You're not. Because you figured out how to be in two places at the same time. That is physics. That is you. You belong to this planet, and you belong to how it works. And if a photon can do it, you can do it. But you have to then talk yourself into knowing and understanding what a quantum reality actually is. And it is not where you think it is. It's combined with you above the clouds. Some won't understand it, and some will. It can be a turning point in your life. There's no better place than in these areas to speak of these things which are understood by the masters. Difficult to explain, very. You have heard it many times by some of the monks who try to give you the idea of what it might be like, and yet they only have the linearity of speech. What about the photon? It exists in two places at once. That's science. What about the science for you? You can do the same. Namaste. And so it is.